I mean, nobody got down throughout the whole game. I mean, we just couldn't get it going.
You guys went ahead and ran your 2-minute offense at the end, even though. What was the point of that?
We're not gonna quit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time on the clock. We still gotta play. So, I mean, no matter how far down we're down or up, we still gotta play.
Great, thanks, Chad.
No problem. I don't think we really became one-dimensional to that last 2-minute drive. I mean, we stayed with the offense. I mean, they just had a heck of a game plan for us defensively, and we just got to go back to work and get better.
What was the most disruptive part of their game plan?
The way they get pressure, and I mean, they did a great job today.
It seemed like for most of the day it was kind of tough sledding for you guys to get going. You had that one big scoring drive and kind of was incited by that big penalty. I mean, what happened with the offense that it couldn't really get rolling today?
It just didn't execute. I mean, we put ourselves in some bad situations, long yardage situations. That's not the way to beat this team. You can't get behind on down and distance and then put us in a couple of yard situations. And I mean, when they're in that situation, I mean, they usually get off the field 9 out of 10 times.
And you guys got Pittsburgh coming up next. I mean, do you guys look at it as it's a really good chance to bounce back?
But yeah, they're a great team. Pittsburgh's a real good team. They're coming off a bye, so I mean, they'll be well prepared. I mean, and we're coming off of this loss and a very bad loss, and we don't want to feel like this again. So, I mean, we're going to go back to work. They're going to get our best. We're going to get their best, and we'll see what happens on Monday night.
Is this the first time this season where you felt like down and distance was working against you, or had you felt like you overcome that earlier this year?
It wasn't the first time, but I think it was probably the most that we've been in all year. And I mean, that's it. You can't win like that, especially against a great defense.
Where's the first place you guys start when you get back and watch the film tomorrow?
Looking to see what we could have did better, what was going on with those plays, and try to get it corrected. Because I mean, I'm sure Pittsburgh will be looking at this tape and licking their chops, trying to come after us. So I mean, we're gonna have to get ready for that.
Jawar, do you think it was more them or was it more you guys today?
I mean, you got to give them credit. Those guys, they came out and played with a lot of energy and passion today. And I mean, we didn't execute on our half, but and they played a great game.
They played great defensively. In terms of your offense, how do you think you played, and what perhaps went wrong for you guys offensively?
Just too many long yardage situations. And you get a defense like that, long yardage on third down and second and all that, I mean, they can pin their ears back and come after you, and they did a great job.
Yeah, you get one-dimensional against a team like your Ravens, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you're in big trouble, and I mean, they felt that and felt we were behind, and they just came after us, and you know, we just couldn't get it going.
Frustrating because things have been going so well for, you know, the first six games of the year to have a day like today.
Yes, I mean, it's frustrating to come out here. I mean, we expected to play a whole lot better than the way we did. We'll be okay. We'll bounce back, go back to work, and get ready for the next one.
Finally, you mentioned a moment ago that, you know, Pittsburgh looks at the tape. And do you expect other teams to play you the way Baltimore did today?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is another great defense, and looking at how Baltimore's defense played today, I'm sure they'll be amped up and ready to go. We're going to have to buckle down and get ready.